Tuesday, November 21, 2023, 1:50 a.m. Okay, I've been up for about an hour. I caught up on some news that I had recorded, and nothing much going on in the politics. It looks like some Democrats are turning against Joe Biden. Apparently, they don't want him to run, and it's probably a good idea to put somebody else in there, but it's getting kind of late, so I don't think that's going to happen. We'll see. I don't know. Who would be a good replacement for him? And I don't think our governor is that good, because he's definitely a phony, a fake. He says he wants to get things fixed and done, but he never does get things fixed or done, you know? And like when he first came in, he wanted to close down the high-speed rail. You know, and he worked. He was saying that left and right, and then I guess after he arranged his share of the cut, as to how much money's going there, he's going to get a cut out of that. And then all of a sudden, he's for it. Let's throw more money at it. As a matter of fact, so yeah, I don't trust him at all. I trust him as far as I could throw him. He's definitely in it just to get the money out. And then his wife owns a nonprofit that gets. I'm sure gets money in a roundabout way from us taxpayers. So yeah, I don't trust him. But let's see, who was it that I thought would be a good Democrat? When they were trying to get somebody to. I guess when Joe Biden first ran, I was on the Democrat side. For some reason, I was really, really impressed with Amy Klobuchar. I could be wrong. I don't know. But she seemed like, oh, yeah, she probably could get the job done fairly well. But I guess she wasn't in on the good old boys club. So she didn't get anywhere that far. Yeah, it's this is definitely going to be an interesting presidential election, because you got Biden that apparently is going to do it. People are saying maybe he shouldn't, but he says no. He's going to do it. So, and it's getting late. It's already what is it? So I said the 21st. So it's already past, halfway past November. And next year is the presidential election. On January 1st, it's going to be the official year for the election. So, yeah, he's definitely better make up his mind if he's not. But it sounds like he is. And then on the other side, apparently you got Donald Trump who's running away with it. Even though they got all these other people that want it, they're not even close. So it's going to be interesting. And truthfully, I don't think Donald Trump has a snowball's chance in hell of getting to become president again. But again, I said that the last time he won. I said, man, that guy has no chance of winning over Hillary. But man, he won. So, it's just my opinion. I could be wrong, and I usually am. So, but anyway, so. I just hope people don't die over this. It's because it's not that important, that whoever becomes president, that you go out and burn stuff down or shoot people or whatever. It's just not that important, okay? So anyway, let me get painting here, because time's a-wasting. Okay, 3:04 a.m. I'm going to go do my my vitals and... everything else I usually do. So it'll probably be about what? Maybe half hour, 45 minutes, maybe even an hour until I get back and start painting some more. So I decided to work on the part of the painting that's the upper right hand side, kind of into towards the middle, where the meteor is crashing to Earth. And what I'm working on is the space part right now, It was completely black, but I kind of like changed the color a little bit in there, and I'm going to transition down to the sky towards where the ocean is and the atomic blast. I hope I get that far at least anyway, so we'll see. Let me go do this stuff and get going here. Be back in a bit. 4:03 a.m. Okay, so I'm ready to start painting again. Did my vitals, ate some breakfast, drank some coffee, watched a little news, made my wife's coffee again, made her a fresh pot, that is. We drink different coffee. She drinks nothing but plain decaf. Now, it used to be a mix of decaf, French roast decaf, and a regular caffeinated mix. But she has the whole bean that I grind up and for her. I got off that. I used to do the same thing, but I got off that. Now I have, I don't want the French roast anymore, so I just got a regular decaf and a regular caffeinated, and I kind of mix that half and half so I don't get too much caffeine. Anyway, so got all that done, and I'm ready to start painting again. And I was looking at this, and it looks like, yeah, some of it is similar to what I was working on the other day. It's pretty much dried completely. It's really good. So I can start working on that too whenever I want. But right now I'm working on that upper right-hand corner of the sky space area. So let me get at it. Okay, 6:12. I gotta take the dog for a walk here pretty soon. I gotta go get ready, get dressed, and all that sort of stuff. So, the dog is dog's inner clock says, "Hey, it's close. If not right now." Well, no talking. Oh well. So yeah, I'm painting and I'm having a lot of fun painting. Wish I could do that all the time, but life has to go on. I've got stuff to do, things to see, and dogs to take care of. So let me go get ready and I'll check in later. Okay, let's see, 11:04 a.m. Okay, as it turns out, I was in here painting earlier, and I forgot to log in, so then I had to go get my sister. We returned her rental car at 10, and then I drove her down to pick up her car in Sacramento, and then I went to the bank, and then I got some more gasoline for the truck, and now I'm back here ready to start painting again. So, and I hear the garbage truck's coming around finally to get the regular garbage. They already got the green waste, and just waiting for that. But let me get the paint in here. It's it says temperature hasn't changed since I last looked, 66.9 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's pretty darn close to what I got on my other outdoor thermometer that the wife brought in for me to fix. So anyway, let me get the paint in. Okay, so it's now 12:49 p.m. I'm gonna stop painting. Got other stuff to do also. I'm getting a little tired anyways, and paint's kind of setting up a little, so cleaned it off and cleaned off the palette and got ready for tomorrow. So everybody have a good one. I hope your day was productive too.